Hello, hello, welcome from Nadia. Welcome back to Lunaria, platform for cyclical awareness, in-depth understanding of the theme of womanhood. Welcome to, again, listen to some wisdom tips coming from our dearest Dasha Mahavidyas, the 10 wisdom, great wisdom goddesses. We've been exploring some of these extremely powerful goddesses and archetypes that are very relevant in women's cyclical awareness. And today I'm going to talk to you about two very potent ones that I haven't introduced yet to you. And these ones are Baglamukhi and Bhairavi. So welcome to listen a little bit about them. So, you know, last time we were speaking about Bhuvaneshwari and Chinnamasta, the two amazing goddesses that protect all of the area of pregnancy, birth, or pregnancy and loss also, and the postnatal transformation, or on the dark side, the abortion or miscarriage, transformative information. Here we step into another phase. So if we relate to the hormonal cycle, we are speaking about the phase that stands after ovulation. So the luteal phase or premenstrual phase, the phase where our progesterone is rising up. So the quantity, the release of this hormone is increasing. I remind you that progesterone is the one that makes you go inward with your energy. It makes you create a nest for a possible creation to be, something that you may have conceived during ovulation or in preparation for the great release of menstruation. So there is no expansion or extroverted energy here. It's not estrogen, no much physical energy to do and play and be cheerful around, but more inward activity, contemplation, darkness also in all senses. So premenstrual time, luteal phase, and in the cycle of a woman's life, we are relating to what happens to a woman who's not that young anymore, that goes towards maturity. We're speaking about the perimenopausal shift. So the premenopause and the menopause itself. So these are times where these two great wisdom goddesses, Bhagalamukhi and Bhairavi, play a crucial role and give a lot of inspiration for you to step into this phase of the life. As far as Bhagalamukhi is concerned, she has a beautiful name whose meaning is literally the paralyzer. So she has the capacity to paralyze you just with her gaze, with the hypnotic power of her gaze. And by paralyzing you, this means that she protects somehow encounters with uncertainty. You know, the one that are supposed to be in perimenopause or also in the premenstrual, in menstrual phase. So when you step into the unknown, where you don't know if you're going to be pregnant or you don't know how the cycle is going to end, you don't know things because there's no much light. It's not ovulation anymore. There's no much light. The moon is darker now. It's getting darker and darker. So the unknown is quite there. It's quite there, and it can cause confusion. It can cause lack of focus because the focus here is not the same that you had when you were younger, when you were, for example, in the follicular phase or pre-ovulatory phase, when you were in your Kamalatmika or Matangi power. Or if you are a menopausal woman, again, the focus is different compared to when you were 20-year-old. It's really different. The needs you have, the things you want to step in. Anyway, Baglamukhi asks you to face up to the lives you have lived so far and allow you to manifest this magical call to follow an inner guide, something that is dark because it's inside, it's not as light as outside, but it's actually very, very light in another sense. Therefore, Baglamukhi is considered a great enchantress, a sorceress, a very particular aspect of the woman's life experience. So something that it's not the mother, but it's also not the crone or old lady. It's quite a powerful enchantress, someone who has magical and empowering potential. For what? For discovering your true nature. So again, there is a connection with wisdom and power, and a wisdom and power that comes from someone whose face is paralyzing you. So it's quite direct, it's quite intense. So she's asking you to connect with your inner guide. She's not just giving you an example. She's quite direct in telling you this. And this capacity of finding clarity allows you to step out of the confusion that you may find yourself throughout the perimenopausal shift. I remind you, generally in women happens in their 40s already. So before the 50s, you already are settling down into a darker phase of life. And with darker, I don't mean bad. I mean not fertile in an exteriorized way, where you're not anymore able to conceive physical children, not as before, but you're gradually using this fertility for creating something inside and throughout the actions you take. So check out Baglamukhi, and please link her with Bhairavi, her sister, has elder sister, could say, because Bhairavi, the other Mahavidya I'm speaking about today, is a little wiser, because her meaning is a little different. I mean, they both protect the area of perimenopause and menopause, but Bhairavi has already gone through menopause. It's not as crazy, her face is not as crazy as Baglamukhi's one, who's paralyzing people. But again, also terrifying. And warrior, there's a warrior aspect, because she's the fierce one. She's gone through that. She's gone through this finding the inner guide and finding the truth through the perimenopausal time. So she becomes the powerful manifestation of that fierce anger of a mother on behalf of her child, and her child can be also her creation, her project of life, whatever she's created so far. So she's a challenging goddess. She's quite intense again, and fierce. And the meaning of her name is actually two meaning we have. So she's the feminine form of the word Bhairava or Bhairav. You might have heard this name into the Shaiva tradition. So she's usually associated to the name for the same manifestation of Shiva that is in a terrifying form that causes annihilation. So quite intense, and coming from the Advaita tradition. Shaiva Advaita, so non-dualistic Shivaism. But also, one of her meaning is that she is the state of consciousness preceding ultimate union with universal consciousness, with the whole, with everything. That's why she's so fierce, because she has felt the pain of separation from the universal soul, and therefore, she knows the nature of real suffering. This is also what happens to women who are in their late 50s, beginning of their 60s. They know when they're 60-year-old that the nature of life, what is suffering. And as they know, and they have felt that this pain also,
Then they can empower us to distinguish between what matters and what doesn't, what really matters, so the level of ultimate reality. So this fierce clarity is the self-knowing and self-acceptance of menopause. We could also say that this is the, in a women's cycle, in a women's hormonal cycle of someone who's younger, it relates very much to the time just before periods, just before menstruation. Those 1-2 days, 3 days, not so much, before you get your periods, where you are exactly in the same state of self-knowing, self-acceptance, if you are in connection with what's happening to you. Otherwise, people experience PMS. So when you're not in PMS, when you're in connection with your soul, with your body, with your needs, you are in the self-knowing and self-acceptance of the state you're living right now, which is not, again, a state of estrogenic expansion, is a state of gradually more and more inward connection, inner connection. And for this same reason of becoming one with the universal consciousness, with the supreme consciousness, which will happen very clearly with menstruation later on. So welcome to connect with Bhairavi's wisdom, which is closely related to this time of a woman's life and on a woman's cyclical pattern, this awareness of the premenstrual time and the menopause at the same time. She's very fierce and wild, but this is for the wisdom and for the world's benefit, because we have a very valuable community sense here. The fact that she's connecting you to the supreme consciousness, and the supreme consciousness permeates everything and everyone who's around you. So whichever action and decision is coming from the power of Bhairavi will be beneficial for the community as a whole, will be beneficial for everyone. That's why I like to associate such goddess to all those powerful menopausal women in the world who speak up and speak out from the wisdom they carry inside. One very simple and clear example, very fitting here, is Vandana Shiva. So she carries her truth, and it is at the disposal of everyone, benefiting everyone and everything from the space of inner Bhairavi wisdom. Welcome to connect with these goddesses, to find human examples also who embody their own powers, Bhairavi and Baglamukhi. Thank you for listening. Thank you for connecting with these two goddesses, and welcome to come back next week for dealing with two other extremely powerful Mahavidyas. We'll see Dhumavati and Shodasi, Tripura Sundari. Thank you so much. Have a beautiful day. Bye-bye from Nadia.
Oui, vous écoutez Auroville Radio from Auroville, la ville internationale in India.